Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to this edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we are continuing with our theme week this week, where we are looking at some of the best acoustic/unplugged performances. Of course, for those that remember, Unplugged was a show that aired mainly in the 90s, but it did kind of was revived briefly in like the 2000s, whereas basically bands would go on and basically do a whole like acoustic set, as opposed to like a standard set, and it was, you know, obviously led to some great performances that are still remembered to this day. And the what I'm going to be watching today is kind of it's the performance that really kind of inspired Unplugged. If you kind of go back through the history of it, this performance here that I'm about to watch is really what led to it. And we're going to be going back to the 1989 Video Music Awards and seeing the performance here of Jon Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora performing "Living on a Prayer" and "Wanted Dead or Alive" acoustically. Like I said, you know, this was kind of an interesting time for the guys. They were right in the midst of their New Jersey tour, but they were also kind of on the verge of about to have their first about to have a breakup. So they were, dealing with all that. But John and Richie did make sure to stop by here to perform here for the VMAs. And like I said, this is kind of where this is the performance here that many say was the inspiration for MTV's Unplugged. So if you're watching along with me, of course, via the YouTube link, it's a decent length video here. It's a little over 7 minutes. Again, it's, you know, two songs that they're doing. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1 and play. And, of course, waste no time here as we see John and Richie here on the stage. Of course, Richie's got his double-necked guitar. And so John's actually going to kind of tell a little story here in the beginning, kind of the inspiration of because he obviously, you know, he'll say that he obviously gets asked a lot about who Tommy and Gina are in Living on a Prayer. And this is basically him telling the story kind of the couple that that inspired the creation of Tommy and Gina. So so they're gonna do about a minute of Living on a Prayer, and then the majority of the performance is gonna be Wanted Dead or Alive as we go through here. So of course the VMAs this year, the 89 VMAs, not just well known for this performance here by John and Richie, but of course this was also where Andrew Dice Clay did his infamous routine, a stand-up routine, where he did like his adult versions of Mother Goose nursery rhymes, and his performance led to him getting banned from MTV for life. So he definitely made it a profound impact. Maybe not the way he wanted, but he definitely did. And now we see John and Richie are now starting "Living on a Prayer," and that's also performing here this night was Def Leppard. They performed "Tear It Down," and this was the last appearance of guitarist Steve Clark, as he would sadly pass away in the early 1991. Just to kind of go through some other performers here, we have Madonna performing "Express Yourself." Bobby Brown did "On Our Own." Tone Loc did "Wild Thing." The Cult did "Fire Woman." Paula Abdul did a melody of "Straight Up," "Cold Hearted," and "Forever Your Girl." The Cure performed "Just Like Heaven." Cher performed "If I Could Turn Back Time." The Rolling Stones made an appearance with "Mixed Emotions." And then Axl Rose appeared with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers to perform "Free Falling" and "Heartbreak Hotel." So kind of interesting little grouping there of performers as we're kind of going through here. And just now to kind of talk about some of the victors on this night, And again, remember, this is eight, and so I'm just kind of looking through here, and this this grouping of some of the winners here is definitely very interesting when you think about nominations here as we're as they get to the end here of Living on a Prayer. Now they're going to transition, like I said, into Wanted Dead or Alive. So the video of the year that year was This Note's For You by Neil Young, which, considering that defeated out She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals, Leave Me Alone by Michael Jackson, Madonna's Like a Prayer, and Roll With It by Steve Winwood. That's, yeah, I think that might be a little eyebrow raising there. Elvis Costello's Veronica won Best Male Video. Best Female Video went to Straight Up by Paula Abdul. Another kind of little upset there, considering it beat out Express Yourself by Madonna. Living Color, Cult of Personality, won Best Group Video and Best New Artist. Sweet Child of Mine won Best Heavy Metal Video. I'm not shocked there. The Parents Just Don't Understand by DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Will Smith, won Best Rap Video. Straight Up would win also Best Dance Video. REM's Orange Crush defeated Best Postmodern Video, which is an interesting category. That would become Best Alternative Video. U2 with B.B. King, When Love Comes to Town, won Best Video from a Film. That was from the film Rattle and Hum. Breakthrough Video that year went to Art of Noise featuring Tom Jones. Kiss, Cult of Personality, also won Best Stage Performance in a Video. Madonna did win a couple of those. She won Express Yourself, won Best Direction in a Video, Best Art Direction, Cinematography, and then Like a Prayer ended up winning Viewer's Choice. Straight Up also won Choreography in a Video and Editing in a Video. Leave Me Alone did end up winning Special Effects in a Video. No shock there. Roxette, The Look, won the International Viewer's Choice, MTV Europe. MTV Internacional went to Cheyenne, Este Ritmo Se Baila. I'm not going to try that. And then Kome Kome Club's Kome Kome War won for MTV Japan. And then the Video Vanguard Award that year went to George Michael. So, very interesting group, of winners there. The big winners were, Madonna won a few awards. Paula Abdul won a few awards. Living Color walked away with a good amount of awards. I think when you think about this particular year of the VMAs, you think of, again, Andrew Dice Clay, but you also think of this performance here by John and Richie, because it was unheard of at the time, because I believe it was 87, I'm going to think. So 2 years prior, they performed Living on a Prayer for the VMAs and did the normal performance. So, I'm sure when everyone probably heard that they were going to be they were going to be here, that they were going to, put on a great, you figure they're going to put obviously going to put on a memorable performance. But I don't think anyone expected them to just kind of, come out here where it's just John and Richie with a pair of guitars and just perform, two of their biggest hits. So, and again, like I said, at that time, they were in the midst of, they were hitting the tail end of their, of the New Jersey tour. And they were just kind of starting to get, get burnt out with their internal issues, and really, you could argue this would be kind of one of their last big performances, as at least for John and Richie together before splitting up, and then when they eventually would get back together a few years later, and then coincidentally enough, I mentioned, of course, this performance inspired Unplugged. They would eventually do an MTV's Unplugged way down the line. I think in the late 2000s. Is when they did it. While I think about it, I might as well just take a look here, because I know they did it eventually. I don't want to just do dead air here. So I'm sure they did. I know they did it at some point down the line. But anyway, there you go. There's Jon Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora, of course, doing "Living on a Prayer" and "Wanted Her Alive" at the 1989 MTV Video Music Awards. Again, the one of the greatest acoustic performances of all time. Still not to be denied at this point. And just the first of what's in, this is going to be an interesting week because we got some good ones coming up here in terms of future Unplugged performances. So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.